The beginning of the next layer is very basic things about consciousness. There is the consciousness, we call citta, then there's the mental states, cetasika, then there's the mind door, manodvara, then there is the mind object, dhamma aramana. Okay, you know what is all?
Now,
就是懷疑的解釋的字啦。So the first is citta and cetasika. This I've said many times. Consciousness and the mental state. Consciousness is like water. Mental state is the state of water. They cannot be separated at one moment of time. And they come together. The water and the state of water. So when you say the water is rough, it's a rough water. When you say restless consciousness. When we say the restlessness, that means the roughness of the water. Some people say, so,
心是那水的波浪是心所，波浪大呢就是交集。如果我们讲个交集的心呢，我们讲那个水交集，手水。如果我们讲心所呢，是那个交集。 是那个新的关系引出来的交集，跟那个波浪交集，还没有讲那个水，那水就一起来了，所以不同了。This is a theoretical explanation. This has this mental experience. What is important in vipassana is experience, based on experience, not based on thinking. In experience, what is the consciousness? How, when you experience consciousness, what do you experience? Generally, you say experience the mind. The more generous is the mind. When you say, what is the mind? Oliver, what is the mind? Meditate so long, you should know. What is the mind? How do you experience the experience of the mind? How do you explain? Anybody else? How is the mind?
Awareness, the consciousness.
Yeah, I know, consciousness is just a word. How do you explain? Awareness. It must be more clear, you know?
No.
Must be more clear than that. Because awareness could be mindfulness, which is a mental state. Awareness is a mental state. Awareness is not consciousness. Consciousness is behind that.
Knowing
is better. That sounds theoretical. Not enough. Just the knowing. You don't say who knows, what knows, how it knows. It's just knowing. Then there is the consciousness. But you cannot just say that you must experience it, you must know more than the knowing. Like Sariputta, when the Buddha explained Abhidhamma to Sariputta, what he did was he just pointed to the ocean. When the bird, when the Sariputta listened to Buddha's instruction, he saw the whole ocean. So when he said knowing, it just refers to the point. He doesn't see the whole ocean. When he understand the consciousness, see the whole consciousness. When you see the whole consciousness, then you see all the waves in the consciousness. Then you see all the mental states working in correlation to each other. So, what is consciousness?
有正式正念知道这个 consciousness 的时候，你必须要有一些 fundamental 的 knowledge 和 experience， 所以你那个 link 就像你昨天讲那个蜘蛛网，你在一个起来的时候，你就看到之间的 connection。
真的，我要你给 explain how this experience of consciousness like。
就像我们在触到的时候，你
感觉是怎样的？
啊？
感觉是怎样的？
你心，你触到的时候心会波动啊，然后你就知 awareness 就出来，你就会知道。我不晓得。
Not too bad， 不会说到哪里了。
心路过程。
Anyway, not too far off, but it's still mixed up with Jika and Jessica. You're a bit mixed up. Things is the overall picture. Consciousness is the overall picture of the mind. You want to see consciousness more clearly, is you can see the sea, all the water in the sea. Like you see all the water in the sea. Because then you can't, you can't, whole thing together, the whole thing together, without paying great attention to the restlessness and the mental objects, and that is the consciousness.
So, by definition,
this is 认知所缘的现象。认识所有的现象，是讲的认识所有的现象是一段时间，好像你看了一个小时啊，半个小时啊，你在那边想东想西，想东想西哦，什么都想，那么
It's like, so you think a lot, oh, half an hour thinking, then you wake up, I think, wow, in half an hour my mind has been running all over the place. Ah, that's the consciousness. The mind has been running all over the place. The whole thing. Mm-hmm. 那整个过程全部跑到完。 那个是那个心思，明白吗？ And all the works, the thing behind all the works. 但是如果你要讲一个刹那或者一个短的时间呢，那个是会看比较另外一个方面呢。You talk of the consciousness at one moment or one shot, very short period of time, then you look at it, the overall nature of the reception of the object. That which receives, the receiving of the object, which is also the knowing of the object, the same thing. The receiving and knowing are the same thing. Then it is like a space. Like a space. Like a screen. Three-dimensional screen. It's more like that. 所以那个啊，如果你讲一个小时，一个三个小时讲什么，它的心术的心术就是接受那个目标，知道那个目标，知道那个所缘，啊，这个是在理论来讲的，啊，照经验来看呢，体会呢是那个心术是好像一个球一样，一个空间，啊，整个空间呢。 就是知道接收那个目标，不是一个screen啊，那叫什么？荧幕啊，荧幕一样，荧幕。那荧幕啊，你说出来就是看到荧幕那边了，是吧？你看什么戏？你们看什么戏了？最近有看戏了吗？啊。 什么戏你喜欢看 ？Bang Bang Bang， Cowboy， 啊，你看 Cowboy Bang 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 啊 ，Western movie。 No， there's no more Western movie。 Are there any more Western? No more。 小的时候你有看吗 ？Western Bang 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 这些，没有。 哦，那真是很可怜。嗯，你是记那个吗？记眼吗？没有。So they fall on the screen 啊，on the screen is like that， 但是它不是， it's not material， it is mental， the mental screen， 啊， mental screen。 And this mental screen is the mind door. It is the even. The even mental screen, mind door is also a consciousness. The even is a sense. Except it is not any other, simply any consciousness. It's the consciousness that you were born in this life, the result of your past karma. It acts as your life continuum, Bhavanga. In Sanskrit, they call it the Alaya.
Alaya.
But Alaya, you must be careful, Alaya and is equivalent to the Pali Theravada Bhavanga. But not exactly the same ideas anymore. No? Because Mahayanists have their own ideas. So you have to be careful about that. But basically they're referring to the same consciousness. But let's just say, So what's the difference between the Bhavanga and the The mind door is a function of the life continuum. Life of continuum consciousness. Life of Bhavangachita. Life continuum consciousness. This is the Abhidhamma one. I think this is the Abhidhamma one.
你的 soul all
the
way around
the globe. Andrew, you know, one Reverend General here is teacher is the Abhidhamma expert. So she's his disciple, so she knows, don't be a fool because she knows a lot of Abhidhamma. You can read your mind. So it's a function, no? You say continuum. Continuum is also a function of a bhavanga. That consciousness which acts as your base of this life, that is the mind door, and that is the life continuum. It maintains the continuum of this life. Just like Andrew has many functions. He acts as in work, he acts as here, in here he acts as a retreat organizer, and what else do you function as? Gardener, and driver, you know, he drives me around, tour guide. Many functions. But there's Andrew, you know. So similarly, the life bhavanga, life continuum has many functions. So the mind door is one of the functions of the bhavanga chitta reversal. No? Reversal, you have to know, what? Yung, a punyong. You say, it's a tung sika yung, a tung sika ma, oh. And like, kung yung, ah, shuya ni bae kari, her shui, shuya ni bae kari, jiao shui, 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 hua chao, eh, kari, shuwa, 原来来洗碗，所以很多，那供用了吧？所以这个有粉丝呢，也是很多供用啊。所以一个供用就是它当做一门，一门是什么？一门是那个法尘出来的地方。We understand that consciousness, mental state. Important thing is able to differentiate these two, because people can see the mental state but not the consciousness. They can see the mental state change. Sometimes you're angry, sometimes you're so nice, and sometimes you're the devil, sometimes you're the queen. So it's change, the mind changes. There's a mental state, but the consciousness is that behind it. You cannot see that change. When angry, Oliver is angry. When happy, Oliver is happy. But still it's Oliver, you know. So still it's consciousness. But no, consciousness angry, and consciousness which is anger, this mental state anger are two different things. So you need to be able to differentiate these two. But to be able to differentiate this, you have to practice a lot, watching the consciousness and the object first. You see the consciousness change from seeing the change of the mental state and the object. After that, you see the consciousness change. So, the difference is the sing-so. I say it's a very clear concept. 如果一个人很生气，很生气，很生气，就生气就是真和心所，然后心所一直在那边动。如果他妈妈小时候变得没有生气，那个就是变了，你知道变了。但是如果他
立刻停啊！我正在讲啊，你骗我的，你骗我的钱啊啊！死人要生气，要杀死你哦，是吧？那没有，我没有骗你的钱啊！哎，你杀你有骗我钱，立刻那个生气没有了。哦，你很好，你好，对不起啊啊！那是不同人了啊、哦、啊！就是我们讲不同人呢，就是不同的心事啊。如果那心熟，立刻变了啊，那个心事的变也看得清楚了。那如果那个心熟慢慢变呢、啊，那么个心事的变看不清楚啊。好像啊，很舒服啊。哎，舒服啊，睡觉，几时睡觉都不知道，啊，就是那个心思的变化不知道了啊，啊 ，so to see the change of the mental state and see the difference between the mental state and the consciousness, when the change is sudden, you can see clearly. 嗯，对呀 ，suddenly angry and suddenly very worried, very worried. I lost my key, I lost my telephone, where is it? I'm helpless and worried, cold sweat. No? And after that, suddenly it's in your pocket. Then suddenly all the cold sweat finished. So nice, back to normal. Because it's a different person. It's a consciousness, yet you see change. But if you change slowly, like you have nice meditation, very peaceful, quiet, then after they fall asleep, you don't know. Consciousness has changed, but you don't know it changed. Now, interesting thing is the mind door and the mind object. Mind door is where the mind object arises. But remember that anything in this universe is found in the mind door. Everything in the universe can be found, seen in the mind door. Whether you can see or not is a different thing. The mind door is just a door. What is it that looks through the door? What arises at the mind of is another matter. So the three things, the mind that knows, the mind that is the mind door, and objects that arise at the mind door. So although the whole universe can arise at the mind door, doesn't mean you can see it. Sometimes you don't know it. Depends on the power of the mind. Depends on your power of your computer. What Windows 3, 4, 5? Yeah, it's not advanced enough, you don't have so much access. It depends on the development of the consciousness. Kind of things to the thing we are, to the cause our two kind of volume. Take for example, you 东西进来啊，腹上下啊，听听革命啊，这个 ，when it comes in, it doesn't mean you're not mindful. You may still be mindful. 那是清醒的，腹部上下，什么来的？是你的朋友啊，啊，你的邻居啊，什么啊？你的邻居叫你啊？啊，我有东西来跟你讲话，很重要啊！啊，是什么东西啊？你去跑进去，没有埋伏的时候，对呀、啊，给我。所以有埋伏，知道，啊，这是 when a mind object arises, doesn't mean you're not mindful. It comes because of many reasons. And because of habit, because of so many things. And so when it arises, you know it, you're still mindful. But you're not careful, you get involved with it. Meditate. Some monks meditate, in the early morning, they're hungry, And they meditate, you can see food coming in. Sometimes you see the upasika, the layman bringing food, And then after that, objects, knowing. After that, because then she opened the food can, and then take the thing, showing nice food. Nothing. After that, not enough. So you bring the food and put in your mouth. You open your mouth, that means you're no more mindfulness. This happened before. A number of monks have told me this story, early morning hungry. First, the mind automatically looks for food, in the early morning. Bring up the food. Doesn't mean you're not mindful. Okay, you're still mindful. So there's a mind object. The food is a mind object. The knowing mind, noting mind, is the consciousness with the mind, with the mindfulness. And then mind door is the screen. Connected. Three are connected. Is the mind object? Is the knowing mind the mind object? Is it? It's not. And sometimes you're meditating and you see food. The mind object, the food, is not the mind. The food is another thing, concept. So the mind, not the mind object, but at that time they come to that. That seems to tell in the back, Hachan, who's a young that don't see ya. Because so many people can go to the thing yet, each day. But the mind consciousness can also be the mind object. But not at the same moment. Consciousness can only arise at the mind door, known at the mind door. It cannot be known by any of the sense doors. Even the hearing consciousness can only be known at the mind door, not at the ear door. The hearing consciousness arrives at the ear door, but known at the mind door. So you have to be careful, Watch consciousness. These differences going on. Sometimes you mix up, then you can end up with something funny. So, I won't go further into this after I confuse you. So, we come to that. Now, what's the first phase of the consciousness?
Base.
First phase of the body, the four postures. Kaya Nupasana. Consciousness. First phase of feelings, pain. Someone's Consciousness 形式是什么？Anybody? Whatever. Supposed to know everything. This space of consciousness is mindful consciousness. Pure mindful consciousness. 所以单纯的清醒的自己。That's what you start with. 你开始就是什么？要清醒。Be mindful. This is the usual instructions. Sometimes I start this, people don't understand. Too simple. You cannot understand simple things. Money is too complicated. You just relax, be mindful. Don't care what you're mindful of, just be mindful. Then you're mindful of consciousness. Mindful consciousness. But people can do that. You see, and be mindful, just the presence.You start thinking, what is present? What is mindfulness? Think, you don't even have to think, just think and you're present. Now, here, now, here. Automatically, it's in front of you. You're like a person, like, where's my spectacles? Where's my spectacles? Sometimes I walk around, I have a beanie. I'm looking for me, there's my beanie. It's on your head.
它自然在那边，你不用想它了。
法尘就是锁，那个蚂蚁就是
能。可是你不是就 fully aware, fully at in it? I don't understand your question. What are you talking about? The mind or object all comes together. What is the question?
确定今生起，然后在那个之后你才能够了解。所以说那个法门呢，那个义门那段还是刚开始的 ，very
啊，
最基础的，呀呀呀。
所以
说你不要把它想到后面去。
那这样子的话，如果这样，因为师父刚刚
讲
是
讲第一段，你不要讲到第二段。
第二段就是
还
是就是正思维的部分。
那个思维的部分，你不要讲到，我是讲前
一开始 intuition 啊。
对对对对。
OK。
Very very first beginning。
Thank you.
Okay. 最初一个，最初那个新念处的，第一个开门的那个形式就是清醒的形式，然后我们打造下来要清醒啊，就是那清醒的，你不用想什么了，你是。清醒就是了，你在当下在说是了，啊，那个就在你前面了，啊，那个就是你的，你的 object， 你的 object， 很简单的，啊，也是你追求的开始的目标，从那边呢，你在发芽。分区别的、啊、如果你讲啊补钙啊好像贪心啊贪心不可以当做
开始的目标，因为啊，他们真正在那边，所以你要真正先在刚才的目标，你都可以，是吧？开始在我们观那个是以来那个十年初跟十年初的真念那边呢，在学习观这个盖了。It's not yet established in the consciousness. If it is very weak, it's established more in the body and feelings, in the consciousness in a more general way, but not strong. It's strongly established the mindfulness of the consciousness is in the mindful consciousness. Just like that.好像啊，我们啊，如果打坐要修定啊，你修定开始修定，怎样的修定？因为你心要静下嘛，啊，你心不静啊，一坐下来，叮叮咚叮咚，我又想走想走走，其实会定啊，你没有那个种子哦，要那个种子啊，是吧？保护那个种子啊，啊，那么它养啊，它好啊，它生嘛。In the same way, when you sit and meditate, you want to develop concentration, there must be the seed of concentration there. The seed of concentration is basically the pure mind, pure consciousness, which mindfulness, peaceful, soft, clear, there. And then if you keep it long enough and you do all your concentration exercises, then it grows. Similarly, when you do the Chittana Upasana, mindfulness, consciousness, you have to have that basic seed. You have to do tofu, you must have the good, pure soya bean first. Your soya bean is all rotten, you get rotten tofu. And then do that, use it for the puyi. So tofu, I don't know about so tofu. But if you're not interested in chow tofu, stinky tofu, you need to use good quality tofu. So from there, you start knowing the different types of consciousness. 从那边你知道可以保持可以培养这个正念了啊。从那边慢慢你可以啊学习认识种种的形式。所以这边呢是给你大概这个概念了。在这个三下周展这是什么流程图一个第二个就是在经验上的经验上的流程这个是在读书上的还有一个呢是 page number 13 15 no 15 6 17啊这个呢十七十七这个是十年初里面的故事现在是等于旅途啊，旅程图 ，page 17，十七，啊，就是这个圣念珠，那圣念珠拿出来了。So we come back, yeah, with this. perfection of the fifth line. It's in it. The guy just said it now. The Iman. The Iman. And it, in the guy. What do you call that? The beginning consciousness. Then the base consciousness which you start with, the mindful consciousness. So you sit and you want to do mindfulness of consciousness. What's the consciousness? Keep the consciousness in front of you. You don't have to think. You just keep and be present, as present as you can, and then the presence will show you the mindfulness in front. Usually it's around the heart base. So you keep it there. You won't say that it will run. When you run, you know where it runs. Then you say, thinking. Hearing, you run to the different objects. That's how to make it. Very fast, but it's training. It's just like rising, falling, thinking, come back. In this case, it's knowing, present, aware, clear, clear, soft, mindful. Follow it. This is training the mind. You need to establish the base. From the body and the feelings, then go into the consciousness. If nothing is there, you can start learning to establish directly to the consciousness space. So,这个呢，他自己跑回去那个清净的世界，在那个。
跑回哈飞。
啊，那哈飞。啊。这个呢，这比喻呢，就是开口走，跑路。This is like example, the first step of Chitana Prasana, and this is the dog sleeping place, dog home.Dog home, like Snoopy at the house. Dog there. Snoopy. So you take a dog for a walk. Dog will run, you run there. Normally the dog will run around, no? And you cannot find the dog. You know where it's gone. This is a circle. How do you know? How do you put it here in the Ben Sangan and Sifan? So, if you make the dog mindful, train the dog to be mindful. This is the方法，一个给一个长一点的脸，用比较短的脸。Some people have a long leash, some people have a short leash.So, depending on how wild the dog is. in other words, you follow it. Be mindful. Keep track of where the dog goes.
So in the process, you learn about all the dog's behavior. In the long run, you slowly instill mindfulness into the dog. Then the dog, as my teacher says, at the first beginning, you have to take care of it. And later, it will take care of you. That's when they talk to her. The first step is going teaching the dog. Many people teach this type of awareness first, but it's only the first part, Because when it goes to the object, it's not the end of it. It reacts to the object. So you see how the dog goes to the object, how it reacts to it. And doesn't matter, it will react, but make sure it reacts mindfully. In daily life, you react to so many objects, so many people. Make sure you are mindful. But when you do meditation, cittanupassana, you just don't react so much. Just be strong mindfulness. Knowing, go away enough. Because you want to bring it back here for a longer time. Because the concentration, deeper concentration occurs here, not here. Sometimes it can appear here, but very quickly it goes in here and goes deep. So the other thing is in this first phase, when you go to the hearing, you notice the hearing consciousness. Seeing the seeing consciousness, smelling, tasting consciousness. These are four different types of consciousness. Five different types of consciousness. When you can see the different consciousness, hearing, seeing, smelling consciousness are different, you see them arise and pass away. So you don't identify with it. You start to see the impermanence of the consciousness. So when you bring the dog to all the bases, the five sense bases, you see that every time it reaches a certain base, the consciousness is different. Each one has a different form. The form of the hearing consciousness is like vibration. Form of the seeing consciousness is like expanding light. Form of the smell, form of the taste are also different. And so, form of the touch is connected with the three elements. And when you go to the mind door, many consciousnesses. Of the 89 consciousness enumerated in the Abhidhamma, 10 are involved directly with the sense. The seeing, hearing, smelling, the 10 of them. Plus, some of them are ahitika, rootless consciousness involved in the thought process. But don't worry too much about that. Just see that a lot of other things, the anger consciousness, and all those type of consciousness, mindful consciousness, concentration type of consciousness, all in the mind door. All those are in the mind door. So what happens is,最后慢慢心没有跑到那个五分那边跑来跑去慢慢就静下来，那边来坐禅了，乖乖。Then kind of stuff. Then he comes up. Then you can start seeing the nature of the consciousness. Okay, see that the consciousness is changing. And you say, and you say, you say, So when the mind is more settled down and you just can just watch the mind consciousness as it is, then you can start studying all the difference in the consciousness. It's lighter, it's heavier, it's brighter, it's darker, it's expanded, it's shrunken, it's just turning this way, turning that way. And all different ways. And what are these? These are mental states. It is not a sing-so. Seeing the sing-so, light consciousness and the lightness is the mental state. Heavy consciousness, heaviness is the mental state. But you're watching the consciousness, not the mental state. Mental state come together with material, but the main thing you're watching is the consciousness. Is that? This cittanupassana. You go to the mental state, it becomes dhammanupassana. At a short moment time, it doesn't matter. But in the longer run, in the scheme of development, there are differences and the results are different.
那我们怎么去区分那个你刚才讲的这些膨胀那些非理的跟四大，因为现在色身它本身也是靠那个心去认知的，那我们就怎么样去 differentiate？
那个色法是另外的吗？
当
可以 ，with the mind is pure mind, the four elements are not involved.
Yeah, I know. But how do we differentiate?
Between what?
Between the form also has the heavy light, right?
Yeah.
But the form itself cannot.
The lightness of the mind and the.
But the consciousness know the form.
You see, the lightness and the heaviness of matter is different from the lightness and heaviness of the consciousness.
Okay.
Citta lahuta, kaya lahuta, citta pupasani, kata pasati, naga san sinsu, all the mental states, both the mental states, you see they're all there.
Okay.
You feel it.
Okay.
Because so, there's a difference between mind and matter. Matter is substance. Matter is substance. It occurs at the mind door, eventually. But it's different from the mental state. That's why the matter also derived matter. Upadaya rupa. Lahuta, mudutta, kamanyata. That one also occurs as matter. But it's matter, not mind.
The characteristic of the wholesome mind and the wholesome mind are very different. You just need to know the difference. But you need to go to the sinso in the Dharma object, right? But at least you can differentiate wholesome mind and wholesome mind. Is that the mental state?
That's one part of it. But you cannot really separate the two. It's which one you put focus on. It's just like you see the clock and the whole clock, or you see the face of the clock. Which one do you see? You can see the whole block, but the face of the block is there. But you don't take it as the main focal point. So as the example, then you go back to page 15. Can you see Oliver? Please, 17. 17,
yeah?
Yes. So here is talking about the consciousness. 这四年初里面讲心事。So you see the first one is with lust, without lust, without hate, with illusion, without illusion. It's a three path. 三对，有贪没有贪，有真没有真，有一痴没有一痴，就是你看那个形式啊，是它的特殊，你知道哪一种形式，因为那个心所的关系，但是你看那个形式，长头发的人，短头发的人，没有头发的人。你用它的头发长短，没有头发是来分辨吗？但是你不是看分那个长头发、短头发还是没有头发，是看那个人呐、那个人是没有头发，这个人是短头发，那个真的是长头发啊。这个是好像讲那个人呐、讲那个心事啊，讲那个心所，但是你不讲那个心所啊，你怎样分析那个心啊？是啊，很难了啊！所以开始呢，你都是那个心思呢，就是因为看那个心思。So you understand, you look at the consciousness, not the mental state, although the mental state is there to help you see the consciousness. I'm giving example, this one person has no hair, this one fellow has short hair, this one has long hair. This one has very long hair. But we're not talking of the hair, we're using the hair to differentiate the person. So if the consciousness is the person, the hair is the mental state, you're looking more at the consciousness of the person rather than the hair. You cannot say he has no hair because it's hair. The head, right? Comes together. Which he still has hair, but very short. So, in the same way, you look at it. So, but you see the difference here. You kind of think it's just you time, meal time. That seems to you time, seems to meal time. 完全不同。如果你分别不清楚呢，你看一样的，一样的形式。他们那个没有谈的心思，这个有谈的心思，反正一样的心思，因为他都分不清楚啊，他讲的心所啊，是另外一件事，心思是一样的，但看不清楚，也看不到心思无谈，无我。Idea is to see clearly the consciousness change from craving to no craving. This is like I say, when a person is sleepy to no sleepy, So when you see changing slowly, you don't see the change in the consciousness very clear. But you see changing quickly, the mindfulness is very sharp. The moment disappear, no more. The completely different consciousness come. And then you see the difference. Yeah. Probably more clearer in anger. In anger, very strong, then suddenly anger disappears. Then you're a completely different person. Then you see the consciousness change. Not just the mental state of anger change. So that's why here he said, so I take a offense to change you. You see, you can't know. 没有真恨心跟小小的真恨心可以分析得出来，就分析不出来呢，他的无常你看不清楚啊。如果讲很强的真念，很强的真恨心，那个容易看啊，但是要看到他心事的无常，就看到那个细的变化，就看到心事。You see the big strong mindfulness, the big strong anger, we can see the difference, wholesome and unwholesome. But the wholesome and unwholesome is not big or small, it's specific. It's specified. Either it is wholesome or it is unwholesome. Even though there's a little bit of anger, a little bit of grief, still it's unwholesome. That's why when you see a lot of anger, a little bit of anger towards the pain will go away. The string is still tight there. So, the idea is to see the consciousness, and you see the real change of the consciousness. This occurs in the mind, though. The grosser forms, you see the changes at the ear, though, and I don't sense this. Small grosser. This one is really quite fine. Your two, that's the yank, and I can see. 那么，但是眼跟耳朵变来变去，你看那个眼神变来变去，你看不到的眼视，而是变来变去了，是吧？你因为听声是比较细啊，好像你听声音，你听，你知道是什么？是声音嘛？是声耳视啊？你看到耳视吗？听我讲话，你听到耳视？你听到你的耳视吗？那你听得到？你听到我声音而已啊！那个耳屎比较细在后面啊。然后讲到身上就讲到五名一词呢啊，容易啊。这个叫 delusion is more subtle. Delusion is.Can you cause suffering? Delusion is like you don't know that you don't know. You push down. You don't know. You push down, ah. So it's difficult. But it is still possible because the mindfulness, when it's trained, can come up because of habit of training. Every time.Make sure you know the thinking when it comes. Ding, Moving on, delusion is difficult. Delusion is like a darkness. Like a thief that comes at night. Steal your things. A ghost. So you have to train it very carefully so that you can recognize delusion and so on. And that's why when you meditate on the five hindrances, you have to
learn to catch the hindrances like that. See it as a mental state. So, if you have a good time, you can do it. 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 Very often, the samatha method is using, you know it's there, so you quickly do something to get rid of it. No? You can do it. 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 Wow, I think they are. The craving, anger, delusion, sickness, and fear. So next time, the snake comes, I know you. So just use that. And very fast, fast. A lot of insight comes from watching directly its hindrances and difficulties. You cannot see the division, very difficult to get through. Very important. So here at the end, you can tell, shrunken consciousness, shrunken social. 就是混成的consciousness，sleepy consciousness，distracted consciousness，所以这个distracted and shrunken，是nature of this consciousness。所以你watch the mind，mindful，mindful，then it start becoming distracted，start becoming sleepy，mindful，mindful，aware。
Official,
sleepy consciousness. So from there, you can see the mindful changing into the unmindful. Then you bring back the mindful, then you change back the unmindful. So from there, you learn the changes of the consciousness. How can you get from清醒到昏沉，清醒到散乱，清醒到禅，就回，累积，累积来，累积。 最后呢，就是静下来了。 Finally, it's a quieter. Quieter than this is gone into upacara. Excess concentration. That means the mind, five hindrances are not there anymore. Then you see the peaceful consciousness. 到那个清净的心性。 It does not stop here. It's still developed. When you watch consciousness more and more, it develops further and further, deeper and deeper. Into this, for example, deeper levels of concentration absorptions. Most important is finally, even if it goes to deep concentration, see a rise and pass away, then you can go into the insight into the process. I think we have to continue tomorrow. This is as fast as I can go. Okay.
Formula
depends on what you fit into the formula. It's a program, no? Depends on what you fit in the program, and the basic program is the same. Okay? It doesn't change. It changes in the sense of it arises and passes away. In the ultimate sense of nature, is a process. It is a process. But the basic thing of the Bhagavan is there. Not like genes. Genes change. It's anything makeup change. But this one still changes as in the moment basis, but not in the nature.
That's
still the same. But the connections to the Santana. No Santana. Santana is the line of conditioning. The line. See, from one Bhavanga to the next Bhavanga. Is it the same Bhavanga? It's not the same Bhavanga.
Not the same.
From one life to the next life, it's not the same Bhavanga.
Yeah, okay.
But the line is there. The conditioning.
Yeah.
And what conditioning is this? It's Dhamma. Dhamma conditioning. That goes into Dhamma no Prasana. Dhamma conditioning. See, condition is condition of one of an individual is not just one thing, just the consciousness. No? It's a whole line of cause and effect. Many things involved. It's the attachment that makes the individual so important. Clinging to the identification makes the individual. And what's the difference between her mind and her mind and his mind and his mind? Did the mind say, I'm Andrew? Did the mind say, I'm Oliver the Great? No. No. Identification processes it. So what happens when the identification Oliver that suffers, Andrew that suffers? Who bears the burden of the grace? They bear the burden. Don't laugh, you also bear your own burden now. But if everything is no self, really, really no self, you're arahant. But the Dhamma explained in such a way that we slowly work ourselves there.